Well, once again, desire an interest in your prayers and attention for a little while. Look into the Word of the Lord again today. I'd like to look, if you'll turn with us, to the 78th chapter of Psalms. Heading of your Bible may show, as mine does, Mashal of Asaph. Talk a little more about that. First verse says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, shewing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and His strength and His wondrous works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might see their hope in God and not forget the works of God and keep His commandments, might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God." You can read throughout the rest of this chapter. It's a good summary. It's a history review, if you will, of the children of Israel and God's workings with them and all that He did. Much of what you read through the first several chapters, particularly starting with Exodus of the Bible. And it summarizes there in almost like a message. A Mashal is a didactic poem or a poem of instruction. It's something that's set forth not really like a song, not really like just a chanting forth of worship to the Lord, but it's more directed towards the people. It's to be an instructive psalm, to be something that by listening to the words of it, it gives you instruction or it teaches and sets forth a lesson before you. The psalmist here started with the instruction, "Give ear, O my people." You know what he's saying? Listen. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm going to say here. It's important for you. So let me ask you, was it because they weren't listening? Whenever someone tells you, "Listen." You hear that? Listen. Does it mean you're not listening anyway? What does the ear do? Does the ear shut off sometimes so it doesn't hear the noise? Is it not receiving the sound signal into the ear? But there's something that at times we can hear a noise, we can hear a sound, and I'm really not paying attention to it. I'm really not processing what it's saying. We can do it right here sitting in service. We'd probably be foolish to say none of us have. Hopefully you're not right now. But we can be sitting under the very sound of preaching or the message going forth and find my mind somewhere else. The sound is going forth. The words are being said. The thoughts are being brought forth. But yet the instruction is listen. Listen to what's being said. Listen to what's being set forth before you. Because it is important for you. It's critical for you to be able to understand. Brother Rick really kind of gave a preview of a little burden that I have in his comments before prayer. You know what the conversation consists of? Sometimes with some people it consists of one person talking, the other person listening. But I remember a training class that I went to, in which they were a company training. They were talking about communication. If you're on the job or just communicating with people, you have to learn how to be able to talk. Because many people think, "I know how to communicate. It's as simple as opening my mouth and talking." But they tried to illustrate here, and the way they did it was a little strange. But they said they paired you with somebody and said you put your hands on the other person's hands and your goal is to see who can touch shoulders the most in this 30-second period of time by pushing hands. And we kind of had a strange look on our face and many people started just pushing against one another trying to compete and see who could outpush the other one to touch their hands back on their shoulders. And the object of it when it was done was it's supposed to be a back and forth. It's not supposed to be me just pushing against you or you pushing against me, me just trying to get my point across. It's supposed to be I give something and then I take something. I give something and I take something. I give something out, but then I receive something as well. You know, the Lord is looking for communication with us. The Lord desires to have communication with us. Communication is a two-way street, isn't it? It's about more than just me talking to the Lord. And thank the Lord that I can go and I can pour my burdens and my needs out before Him. I can bring my requests and my petitions, and we're to do that. We're not supposed to just, the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. And it says, oh, what needless pain we bear. How does that say it? All because we do not carry. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Because I try to carry it myself. You know, we're not designed to be able to carry the weight of our own burdens. The Lord will give us grace to carry our share of the burden, but you know He wants to share the burden with us. He wants us to come and bring and casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for us. He cares about us. He cares what we're going through. Yes, He knows what we're going through, but He wants us to bring it to Him. He wants us to bring it and lay it out before His feet, to pour out our hearts before Him. Sometimes I've been in places for maybe a funeral or a wedding, another chapel, and as I'm sitting there, I look through their devotional book and I see pages with prayers. And you open it up and I guess you appoint, they have Christmas prayers and Ascension Day prayers and all these different prayers for different days of the year. And you open it up and you read a prayer unto the Lord. You open it up and maybe the minister will get up and say a line, and then you recite a line after him, and he'll say a line, and then you recite it again after him. You know, the Lord wants a deeper communication than that. That's not the way we do our friends. If I go and I'm having a conversation with my friend, if I go and I'm talking to my father that I feel I'm close with, I don't go and open a book and say, "Dear Dad, today I wanted to talk to you." I don't go and read my conversation to him. It's not something that I had to go and make a production of or something I had to try to memorize. What am I going to say? I'm talking to him. I'm communicating with my Father. He loves me. He knows about me. He knows some of the troubles that I'm going through. I just come and pour my heart out before him. I may sound foolish, but my Father loves me anyway. I may not know how to say it. I may not know how to bring it out, but I'm thankful. I can come to one and just pour it out, and I don't have to worry about him laughing at me, mocking me, but he's willing and eager to help bear my burdens. But today I want us to be reminded that's not the extent of it. That's not the extent of the communication the Lord wants to have with us. Me coming and unloading my burdens and my needs, it's an important piece of it. But as the song we sang says, when my Savior talks with me, the Lord wants to have communication with us as well. He wants to be able to talk with us. This phrase that says, give ear, O my people. Give me your ear for a minute. Let me have it. Let me have your undivided attention. I want to talk to you now. You've come maybe and you've talked to me. And sometimes we're so ready to just get up and go on our way. I did my duty. I did my responsibility. or I'm driving maybe and I say a prayer. Have always a prayer on your heart. But folks, it's important to take time to listen to the Lord, to listen to the voice of the Lord. David, whenever he was facing a battle, he went before the Lord and said, "Lord, should I go up to battle or should I forbear?" And the Lord told him, "You go up and you go under this tree, mulberry tree, I believe it was." And he says, "When you hear a sound of a going, that's my signal to you to go. But I want you to go and I want you to wait and tarry until you hear me give you what you need to hear. Until you get the answer that it's time to go." Sometimes it takes some time. Sometimes it takes me, and I almost see this psalm as saying, "All right, folks, let's put it in the modern now. Put away your cell phones. Turn it off. Put it on silent. Quit drawing pictures. Everyone, give me your attention for a little while." As if the Lord is saying to them, "I want your undivided attention. I want you to listen to what I have to say. I don't want you to miss anything." Because it's very possible. And I brought out here in a little testimony a while back. Any of you have problems remembering names? If you meet somebody, you go into a room of people and maybe you're shaking hands of people you haven't met. And someone introduces themselves. "Hello, I'm so-and-so. Oh, it's good to meet you. And how are you doing? And glad to..." "I'm sorry, what was your name again?" "And he just told me." Was my ear not working? It heard the sound. It heard the noise come forth. But there was something that didn't process it. I wasn't giving it my undivided attention. You know, we fill our lives with so much today. There is so much that's vying for our attention. There's so much that's vying for our thoughts and for our minds. I found even when if I don't purpose when I'm meeting somebody, I'm giving it my full attention. They're giving me their name. Here's what they said. Maybe here's a way that I can remember it. It's gone just like that. Do you think it's any different with the Word of the Lord? You ever come to a service or a meeting and maybe even I was listening, and so quickly it's gone. I've forgotten it. It's escaped me. Well, I want to challenge us, as the psalmist did here this afternoon, that we give ear to the Lord in services, messages certainly. As I'm talking with the Lord in my personal devotions with Him, there are times that I need to shut it all out. There are times that I need to give, "Lord, this is your space. Lord, I want to hear from you." Meditation. Scripture speaks of meditation, the meditation of my heart. You know, that's really what that is. As I sit and I meditate on a scripture and I think about it, and I just give the Lord time and opportunity. "Lord, open my heart. Lord, would you speak to me? Would you get across to me what you want for me to be able to hear?" And give ear and incline your ears. That word incline means to stretch or extend, to turn aside as Moses before the burning bush. Remember, maybe we'll turn and read it. Exodus, the third chapter. The Lord had a message that He wanted to impart to Moses. But there was a requirement for Moses here. 3:1 of Exodus. "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." When's the last time the Lord spoke to you? What's the last thing the Lord said to you? There's a song sometimes, maybe you've heard it sung, "How long has it been? How long has it been since we've talked with the Lord? More than just, I'm coming, Lord, I need this, I need this, I need this. Lord, will you take care of this and do this? Thank you, amen. And I go my way. But to have a communion with the Lord, that I'm talking with the Lord, and He by His Spirit, He's talking with me, He's visiting with me, He's opening Scripture to me, He's bringing thoughts to my mind. You know the Lord wants to talk to us. The Lord wants to appear to every one of us. And He had a message for Moses. What do you think would have happened if Moses would have said, I'm too busy? That's an interesting sight. I've never seen that before. And he kept on walking. You know, it says, and when the Lord saw, when the Lord looked, He was almost as if He was waiting. He was doing something, trying to see if Moses would turn aside, trying to get his attention. You think the Lord ever wants to get our attention? Ever tries to put something in our life to cause us to turn aside and see? To turn aside and turn to the Lord? Moses, whenever he thought within himself, there's something here. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. I'm not going to continue rushing on. And I don't suspect he was rushing here, but so often we do. Rushing through life and one thing to the next that whenever I see and I feel the Lord's wanting me to turn aside, maybe He impresses a scripture or He brings a thought to my mind. Oh, I rolled out of bed the other morning and He brought a scripture to me. About He, I found He whom my soul loveth. And it was just like the Lord waking me up with a good morning and roll out and go look the scripture up. And you know, the Lord wants to have those times when He can talk with us. Whenever I give Him the opportunity and the space by turning aside, Lord, I'm going to shut it out for a little while. I'm going to give You opportunity to talk with me. Incline your ear. Turn aside for a little while. I would encourage us at service times, in our times of devotion, in our times of worship with the Lord, turn aside. Let's incline our ear unto the Lord to hear what He would say. In that training as well, they left a saying with me that I've never forgotten. It said, some people never listen. They just reload. Some people in the conversation, maybe you found it to be the case. You're talking with someone and they pause and they're not talking while you're talking. And as soon as you stop, they just continue where they left off. They weren't really listening. You know, listening is much more active of a thing than what many times we would think. It's about more than just stopping my talking. But it's about actively, I'm attentive to it. I want to hear what's being said. I want to see, I want to receive it. Not just, what am I going to say next? What am I going to do next? What am I going to do tomorrow? Lord, I want to hear. I want to truly, actively hear what You're saying unto me. Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. Have you ever come before the Lord with a burden and need and you just go ahead and solve it for Him? Lord, here's my need, my trouble. Here's what I need You to do. Lord, I need You to go do this. It needs to be done by this time. Lord, would You please open this door? Would You please arrange this? I want to leave us a few scriptures for our consideration. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. Remember Job coming to a time when the Lord spoke to him and said, where were you whenever I laid the foundation of the earth? And He reminded Job of who he was. Reminded Job, by the time he was finished with Job, Job felt very small. Job felt very little before the Lord. Lord, You speak. Lord, You talk to me. The scripture says, be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Be more ready, swift to hear and slow to speak. Lord, I want to hear. I want to listen to what the Lord has. That psalm, the Machiel, psalm of instruction, was pointing them back. Reminding Israel, now another generation that's risen up in the lineage of Israel. It's another people. They didn't see the miracles firsthand, but He told them, now you behold. Now I want to speak to you. I want to point you back to what the Lord did to your fathers. There's something I want you to hear here, to listen to receive instruction from. Scripture says, Romans the 15th chapter, that the Scripture is given by inspiration of God and are written for our learning. The things that are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, that we might have hope. You know the stories of God's dealings with other saints is for a purpose. It's for a reason. It's written for a reason. The failures, the successes, the things that happened to Israel was for a purpose. Children of Israel, remember, here's what your fathers did, and here's what happened to them because of it. Your fathers forsook me, and here's what I did to them because of it. Now you listen. You give ear. You be wise. I want you to listen now to instruction. To be wise to receive the instruction that I have for you. To listen to it that you might be wise and avoid some of the same things in which they fell. Many times throughout the Psalms you read where David or the psalmist said, Lord, give ear. You know it's that same phrase. It's the same request that the Lord gave to us. But he's saying it unto the Lord. Lord, would you give ear to me? Do I want the Lord to listen to me the way I listen to him? Do I want the Lord to be as attentive to me as I am to him? Or do I want to be able to know that whenever he speaks, whenever he calls, whenever I call, whenever I say, Lord, help me, that he's right there attentive. Lord, give ear unto my prayer, unto my cry. Lord, help us to be attentive unto His voice as we want Him to be unto us. We won't take the time to read it. Different places in the Gospels. Jesus said, if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. You think there were any that didn't have ears? Or that had ears that weren't for the purpose of hearing? But there's something that was missing. They heard the same words. They heard the same sounds. But he said, if any man has an ear to hear, has a desire to really listen, has a heart with a desire to hear what I have to say, not to just listen and think what you're going to say in response, not just listening and think, how can I take these words and twist them, but Lord, what do you have for me? If you have an ear to hear, then hear what I have to say. Same was said in the churches of Revelation there. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, help us today that we have an ear to hear, that we be able to receive instruction whenever the Lord would want to speak to us. You know, I believe the Lord has 1,000 ways to speak to us. Lord spoken to me through the songs of birds, through the sunrise, through so many parts of His creation, His nature. You know the Lord, if we have an ear to hear, if we're listening, even throughout our day-to-day activities of life, you know the Lord will be faithful to talk to us. The Lord will give us little object lessons in our life of things that He'll teach us from. If I have an ear to hear. But I can, on the other hand, just rush through life, not attentive, not listening, not really, and children sometimes are pretty bad about it. We'll tell them something to do and maybe they'll run off and forget what we said to do. Or they'll run off and do something completely different than what they were supposed to. Didn't you hear? I said it directly to you. Weren't you listening? And the obvious answer is no. Apparently they weren't. But Lord, help us that we not be the same way with the Lord. That I'd be attentive to His voice whenever He calls me in the stillness of night. Those moments throughout the day when the Lord calls my name. Whenever He points something out to me, that I take the time to listen. To turn aside and commune with Him. I know at times in my life that just simple, small things. Maybe over lunch, whenever the Lord will just seem like move upon me, just get your Bible out. And you just feel that draw. I want to talk to you. Spend a little time with me. You know, some of those times have been the most precious. When I stop and I listen, I find the Lord there. I find the Lord wanted to speak. The Lord had a scripture and then I stop and think, what if I would have kept on going? I would have missed it. What if I wouldn't have stopped and turned aside and given the Lord the time? How many times throughout the day, oh Lord, would You like to speak to me? But I'm too busy. I'm in too much of a hurry. My mind is too filled with other things. Sometimes we'd like to think that the voice of the Lord would break across the screen of my vision, just like a news flash. Clint Doolittle, here's what I want for you. And there's no missing it. There's no turning aside. There's no denying it. There's my answer. That's what I wanted. That's what I needed. Oh Lord, just speak to me with an audible voice that I can hear and know that was Your voice. And I could, boy, I wouldn't take nearly as much time as fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, but you know the volume of His voice many times. Scripture says it was a still small voice. And the earthquake and the winds, all that happened before Elijah. And then at the end of it all, it got His attention, just like the burning bush. But at the end of it all, the voice that spoke was a still, small voice. So I want to just encourage us with these simple little thoughts this afternoon that we be attentive and listen to the voice of the Lord. That whenever He would want me to turn aside, that I would hear what the Lord's saying. Realize it's more than just hearing the words. It's more than just going through a form or speaking to the Lord or even coming. I can sit through an entire service and never really hear what the Lord wants to speak to me. Lord, help that we would listen to Him. Amen.